The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey friends, welcome back to The Common Good, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. My name is Brian Fromm, so glad to have you with us today. And I'm thrilled to be joined. We have got a great partnership here at AM 1160 with Focus on the Family. And we love to just get people from Focus on the Family to talk about what they're passionate about and also skilled at. And with that in mind, I'm thrilled to be joined by Dr. Greg Smalley. He is the Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation at Focus on the Family. Greg, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and it's good to be with you. I was born in Rockford, lived in Chicago for the first 8 years of my life, and then got to see my middle daughter and her husband who lived downtown Chicago, right off of Michigan Avenue for a while. So we've got some great Chicagoland roots.
So it must have taken you a while when you went to Denver, where Focus on the Family is, to go, what are these big tall things everywhere? Are those mountain? What are these mountain
exactly.
things?
Yeah. Where's all the water? Where's the big lake? Yeah.
Exactly.
My office here focuses on the family, stares at the big mountain Pikes Peak. So it's a 14,000 foot peak, and it's gorgeous. So today, sunny. Oof, I love it.
Nice. It's nice. All right. So you're the Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation. Just give us kind of the thumbnail sketch. What is it that you do? What is your focus over there at Focus on the Family?
Yeah, it's really to help prepare couples to get married. It's to strengthen existing marriages, help couples who are in crisis, and then equip what we call marriage champions, people who are wanting to invest in couples to help them have strong marriages. So really, I always say we prepare, strengthen, save, and equip marriages. And I've been here, gosh, now almost 15 years and absolutely love it. And my wife and I are just about to celebrate 32 years of marriage, and we've got 4 kids, 1 still at home. So, you know, we constantly are growing, learning, dealing with our own marriage to keep it strong, to repair problems as they happen, as they do in every marriage. And so I'm not only thrilled to be a part of the marriage ministry here at Focus, but love my own marriage and
that's want great. To keep it strong. That's awesome. So we're going to get to kind of the answers, like how do we, what are some solutions? But I guess I'd love to ask you, as somebody in the field, what are the unique pressures right now on marriages? What is causing where there's difficulties? What is it about today in our culture that causes the most pressure and struggles in marriages?
Yeah, I think a big high level that within our culture, we see marriage as disposable. And so one of the blessings of marriage is God's given it to us is grit. It's a willingness to say, man, whatever trials, whatever happens, we're going to go through this and we're going to grow and learn. And I'm willing to do anything and everything that it takes to keep my marriage strong. I think we have a culture that just easily walks away from marriage. And let me qualify it by saying, I'm not talking about walking away from a marriage where there's, you know, physical, sexual, sure, spiritual abuse, emotional abuse. Like I get that. And I'm not talking about that. You know, if that's going on within your marriage, you need to set a boundary and deal with that ASAP right this moment. I'm talking about, you know, we can't seem to manage conflict, where we've drifted so far apart that I don't feel like she's the one anymore. It's that kind of stuff. I think that people give up too easy on marriage. My oldest daughter was married 3 years, and on her third wedding anniversary, she thought they were going to celebrate, only to find out that he was telling her he's done, met someone else, and is moving on. And it was so heartbreaking going, man, let us help you deal with the issues. Like, wherever you go, there you are. Like, you've got to deal with your stuff. She needs to deal with her stuff. You need both to deal with whatever's going on in the marriage. But don't walk away from that.
Yeah.
So I think at a high level, we kind of give each other permission. Well, if you're not happy, move on. Find someone who will make you happy. And grit's a big deal. I mean, you know, what Aaron and I have learned over 32 years of marriage, you know, all the good, the bad, the ugly. I mean, that's a beautiful part now of our marriage story. And I'm so glad that we fought for our marriage and we went through hard times. We got help. You know, she's my best friend. Mm-hmm. And not to say that our love story doesn't have a whole bunch of scars, and it does.
Right.
So I think couples are super busy and end up drifting and feel like married roommates. So that's a big part of what we have to learn how to battle is how do we resist the drift. I think people learning how to repair conflict when it happens and, you know, when we hurt each other, frustrate each other, how do we go back and repair that? And actually use those problems to help us grow stronger together. So those are the big things that I see together.
Yeah, Greg, if someone's listening right now and they're like, you know what? I am about done. I'm about ready to check out. My marriage is just hanging by a thread. What's other than recognizing that, right? Knowing is half the battle. What's kind of step one, in your opinion, to turning this thing around?
Yeah, it's hard because when we're in a marriage where we're hurting and we're lonely, whatever's going on, I get that. That's an indescribable pain. Mm-hmm. I would say the worst question we can ask is how do we have a better marriage? Because that takes two people equally working. I think the better question is how can I be a better husband? How can I be a better wife? Yeah. That's within our control. So first step is what do I have control over? How does God want me to show up within my marriage? Where's my heart? Oftentimes when problems hit a marriage, our hearts shut down, and over time they harden. And that's usually the kiss of death within a marriage. That's why Jesus talked about, well, Moses permitted you to divorce because of the hardness of your heart. So I would say when you're in the midst of a season to where you're hurting and your marriage is just you're so struggling there, the biggest battle you're going to face is keeping your heart open. And that's within my control. So how am I taking good care of myself? Do I have good community that's fighting for not only my marriage, but to help me gain strength and recharge and encourage me? You know, what am I doing to really keep my heart open would be, I think, the best question someone could ask going through a hard time, because I can't control Aaron. I can't control my wife.
That's right.
I can't control how she shows up. But I can certainly deal with me. What is God trying to teach me? How do I grow closer to him? How do I show up in a way that I feel he's calling me to? And that has a tremendous influence then within my marriage.
That's
and
good.
So do that and then get help. You know, we have a program called Hope Restored. It's for couples in crisis. It's kind of an ER. Marriages that are really, really struggling. And that has an 80% success rate. We've seen over 14,000 couples over almost 20 some years. So, I mean, there's good help, great resources out there. And again, I understand that a spouse may go, I'm not interested in going to counseling. Well, I can go get help and keep working on me and to see how God will use the changes in me to impact and influence my spouse and marriage. You never know. There's always
Something. Don't give up. I think that is the first answer.
Yes.
Greg's gonna stay with us as we're gonna turn this and talk a little bit more about family. But before we go to break, in case people don't stay with us, where can they connect with you? Where can they connect with some of these resources you're talking about for marriage?
Yeah, come to focusonthefamily.com. You'll see a button for Hope Restored. That's our intensive program. Erin, my wife and I do a weekly podcast called Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage. And nice. So you can find all that as sort of a home base at focusonthefamily.com.
Let's talk family, okay? Yeah. Let's talk about kids and grandkids. And particularly, I want to start here. I'm a parent. I've got teenagers. I've got a 20-year-old. Like, they're all starting to fly the nest a little bit. And you're kind of the same, as you said. As parents, how would you suggest, particularly if a child, a teenager, an older kid is not kind of following in the faith, they're not going the direction we quote unquote want them to go. I hear a lot of parents really struggle with that and really kind of fearing that. What's your word to those parents whose kids might be in that spot?
Yeah, we have a God who left the 99 to pursue the one. Mm. We have a God that says that I'm committed to you for life. I will never leave you, forsake you. And that's true of our kids. And it's painful. And I've been through those same things. I have four kids. I have a 29-year-old, 25, 22, and 16. And so I get those seasons of when our kids are trying to figure out their faith, mm-hmm. walking away from their faith, struggling with issues. I mean, I get all that. And I think for me, number one, the comfort is knowing that the God of this universe is pursuing with reckless abandon my children. And so what that does is that gives me hope that he's after them. So what I want to continue to do is to, one, I would say always err on the side of relationship. It's easy to panic as a mom or a dad. It's easy to go, oh my goodness, if I don't say the right thing, if I'm not asking the right questions or whatever, that they may drift even further apart.
Right.
Where I would say that we were born to love, and your greatest asset as a parent is to love them unconditionally, to lean into the relationship, to let them know that although faith matters to me, you matter more. Wherever you're at, I'm just going to be there. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to make this a safe place, a place that you can come and ask tough questions, and I'm not going to feel the panic to go, oh no, I have to come up with the right thing.
And right.
So that's why I just say, you know, always choose the relationship and let them know that man, I'm your dad, your mom, and I'm with you through this. And I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to try to figure out how to answer all this stuff for you. That's between you and the Lord. And I want to be that place that feels safe to you and continue to live out and do the kinds of things that help inspire kids around faith. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep going to church. I'm going to keep doing those kinds of things and saying, hey, join me if you want. If not, man, I love you. I'm here for you. And it's hard and that's scary.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So let's go younger kids now. You and I we're dealing with teenagers and up and up, but younger kids, the pressure now that I'm not even sure I faced 10 years ago is just the explosion of technology.
Yeah.
It's just the explosion of technology. So yourself or at Focus on the Family, how do you help parents, or what advice would you give to parents who are going, do I get my kid a phone? Don't I? Do I let them do whatever they want? Or do I cut them off of technology altogether? Yeah. How do you help people kind of process that?
Yeah. One, we have amazing experts who've thought that fully through to help you as a mom, as a dad, together decide about those very things. When do we get a phone? What do we do? So I would say two things. One, Plugged In is a great resource, you know, around technology. Our parenting part of the website, what's great is the guy that runs that, Dr. Danny Huerta, he's created a whole thing around age and stage to where you can enter in your kids' their birth dates, so thus how old they are, and you're going to get customized content. You can search for that sort of question You know, when's it appropriate to give my child a phone? So I would just want to encourage you guys, just utilize that age and stage feature of our website at focusonthefamily.com. But I would say that first and foremost, around any sort of parenting question, we know our kids love to divide and conquer us. So we know that. Yes. Somehow they intuitively know how to perfectly do that. So number one is always, mom and dad get on the same page, figure this out, talk this through. What do we decide? Then as a united front, we always want our kids to feel like that they matter, how they feel, what they think matters, in a way that we try to tell them that, hey, we're a team. We're either going to win together as a family or we're going to lose together. And so as we go to talk about and make a decision about even a phone, we want you to know that we want this to be a win for all of us. Now that's the spirit of that conversation.
Sure.
As mom and dad, you ultimately will make that decision, but invite them in. What do you think? Why do you think that? Let's talk this through. Mom and dad, we already know the right answer, but we want to make them feel safe. That is if that us as a team, that all that matters. So it's how we go about that process is way more important, in my opinion, than the decision. Do we allow our kids to feel like that they have a voice, that it matters how they feel, what they think is going to be accounted for? And as we cultivate that, boy, that's how we can function better as a family within making those sort of decisions. But again, mom and dad, you guys decide, you know, lead your kids into that sort of conversation. It's the same thing like around, you know, with pornography, with all those sort of temptations that go along with technology and what's available. I mean, as you said, Brian, earlier, it's indescribable.
Yeah.
What our kids face that we didn't have to face. And so what I always encourage parents to do is really foster from as early as you can that we're going to talk about tough issues and it's going to be safe. That you can come to me, we can talk about anything. And so we don't want to overwhelm our kids with these long 3-hour conversations. I'm just saying from the time they're very little, begin to introduce age appropriate conversations around sex, around pornography, around, you know, friendships, around drinking. I mean, those big kinds of things, because I always wanted my kids to know that we're going to talk about all this. It's not an option. And I trained them from the get-go that we can talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
That it's going to be safe. And again, now, did my kids at times go underground and do things I didn't know about? Sure.
Sure.
That definitely happened. So to our best ability, we want to cultivate a family that feels like the safest place on earth that we can talk about these things. Yeah. And that requires you to begin to seed those conversations from a very young age.
That's great. The word that keeps popping up as I listen to you is just intentionality in your marriage, in your parenting, whatever the age is intentionality. Before we let you go, I will tell you, this is how much we're fans of Focus on the Family. Danny Huerta was on our show last week.
He's brilliant. I'm telling you, what he's developed around age and stages for people to customize that is truly remarkable. So truly use that as a resource.
So that's a great spot to end. Remind people where they can find all your guys' resources and where they can connect with you.
Yeah, you can come to focusonthefamily.com. You'll see a parenting and a marriage tab. You can click into there for parenting. It'll let you sign up for the agent stage. Danny and Rebecca St. James just started a new podcast called Practice Makes Parenting. So again, we want to walk with you in whatever's going on in your marriage or within your family. And so please use this as a resource.
Excellent. Again, Dr. Greg Smalley, Vice President of Marriage and Family Formation at Focus on the Family, been very generous with his time. Greg, this has been wonderful, man. Thanks for doing this with us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. We'll do it again. You're listening to The Common Good, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.